As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, everybody? It's Bo here with another Picard TV Talk. Actually, the final Picard TV Talk because, yeah, we got the final episode today. And oh my goodness gracious. Okay, I'm just going to just stay. I cried. Okay, I cried. When Picard is sitting there with Jack and he's trying to get him out of the collective and Jack's like not going to do it. He's all euphoric and he knows that his son's going to die. And he's just sitting, he's like, you know what? If you're not going to leave, then I'm going to stay with you. And he hugs his boy and it's just so beautiful. And the buildup they had to that moment too, where we all, I mean, look, let's be real. We all thought they were all going to die. Okay. Maybe not all of them. I don't know. At one point I thought everybody's going to die, but I think we all thought with the way and the heaviness of this episode, the fact that it is the final episode for Picard, likely the final showcasing of this particular character, like it felt as though this was where they were going to like truly, you know, right and truly kill Picard. And this was going to be the moment. And he was going to die here holding his son, if not in some form or fashion, saving his son. But no, they pulled the rug right from out from under us. And everybody lives. And it's a beautiful day. And then the ship goes back into the museum and the lights go out. And it's great. They're all playing poker. That's a thing, I think, from TNG. I think it's a big thing that TNG people like. They like their poker. And so, yeah, and it was great. But no, I did cry during that. Let's talk about a couple of things here. First of all, Borg Queen, basically diminished. You know, this is all as it relates to what happened at the end of Voyager, which is really, really great. Like in many respects, this show has been a direct sequel, not just to TNG, but also like an almost like an indirect sequel to Voyager and to Deep Space Nine with everything they did with the Borg and the Changelings. The Changelings, aka the Dominion, they were really the bad guys in Deep Space Nine. They were like the big bad. Voyager, the Borg were really the big bad, which is why I've always thought that they were a little overly heavy-handedness with Picard and the Borg. Like, I get it. Like, that's where they were first introduced. They turned him into Locutus. He, like, messed up some wolves or something. But the thing is, that was, like, for what? Two episodes, maybe? Whereas Voyager had seasons upon seasons upon seasons of dealing with the Borg. And more specifically, they were actually in Borg territory, and Janeway did some next-level, like, maneuvers against the Borg that really make her the one, I feel. Like, this is where the mixed feelings come in about this series. We never got Janeway, and I feel like that's wrong. And maybe they couldn't make the money work out. You got the sense that she was supposed to be there instead of Tuvok throughout. But regardless, it was great that we got Tuvok, and so I'm not complaining about that at all. I just would have liked to see Janeway. It seems like she should be here. She should have probably been the one busting out, you know, the new Enterprise as Fleet Admiral or something of that nature. Because Janeway was the arch nemesis in many respects to the Borg Queen, or at least was really kind of set up that way. And Seven was really the tool, the instrument. If you go back, and people have done this, they've gone back and they look at what the Borg have done in these last couple of episodes of Picard, and they've pulled out episodes of TNG and they've pulled out episodes of Voyager, where you see specifically the groundwork being laid for what ended up happening here, for the kind of the grand conclusion for, you know, the end of the collective, the end of the Borg. Janeway was responsible for getting them in this state, for weakening the Queen to this level and leaving her on the edge of space, as they say. Now, with Picard kind of coming into the mix and everything else, he ends up getting the kill shot, so to speak. And that, again, kind of fine. I get that he kind of first, that she was introduced through TNG and through the movies and everything. But I really, you gotta, it's if it's a hamburger, Janeway's the meat. You know what I mean? Like, she's the one that really did a ton of the work fighting the Borg to even get them to this weakened state. And I feel like, you know, there should have been some acknowledgement there. Likewise, I also feel like Seven, while it's great that she's been here throughout this series, and, you know, she did have like some back and forth, like her relationship with the Queen is far more intertwined and far more emotionally manipulative than Picard's ever was. So the weight that exists there between kind of this Locutus and, you know, the Queen, seems like that should be more in the Seven capacity. Small gripes, honestly, very, very small gripes. And again, this is coming from the standpoint of somebody who did not watch TNG, but did watch Voyager and did watch Deep Space Nine. Now, Captain Seven, or Captain of Nine at the end of this one, where she gets to be the new captain of the Enterprise. She's got Jack as her kind of, you know, left-hand man. She's got her number one through Rathi. Of course, you got LaForge at the helm. It's an exciting kind of build here, I should say, in terms of who this team is. Although, I gotta say, the one thing that I thought was off about the crew, like this new kind of, you know, future next generation, if you will, is Rathi. I don't think her becoming number one on this starship is the good conclusion of kind of her character arc. Like, I get that, like, she was like ousted by Starfleet from all of like being this kind of conspiracy theory chaser, but then all of her conspiracies are proven right. I loved her relationship with Worf. Like, if anything, I was really kind of hoping that her and Worf were going to go off on this like side quest. In fact, you look at a lot of these different characters and they could really lead, like be kind of that Obi-Wan-esque character. A lot of like these classic TNG folks, they could be this kind of like mentor figure in a lot of different spinoff shows. Like, I could see Worf and Rathi, especially going and like chasing down like what's going on with this changeling like terrorist organization and everything else. Maybe even like roping Beverly there, just given her work to be able to identify them and that sort of thing. And then like touch base with some of the old DS9 folks. And they're like, you know, maybe during that whole process, we get Sisko returning as Space Jesus. Like, you know, like what? There's a lot of stories to mine there. That's an exciting concept. And I think, you know, I feel like Rathi like would really work well in that DS9 space. That being said, I also really liked the Jack Crusher 7 of 9 chemistry. I also liked the Jack Crusher and LaForge, you know, Sydney LaForge chemistry. Like these three really make a very interesting triangle, and not necessarily a love triangle, but not necessarily not a love triangle. I don't know. I think that's kind of a fun ship that they've got, you know, established there. I just think that Rathi could actually be better applied in different stories. Now, whether or not they actually go and we actually see the future, you know, adventures of the Enterprise, who knows? It is cool that they named this ship the Enterprise. I got to admit, I was actually kind of hopeful that they would christen it the Picard. I thought that was kind of what they were leading up to. And I get it. It's, you know, whatever. And I guess, you know, I could be, you know, I don't know how Starfleet works. Maybe you got to wait till somebody's dead before you name a ship after them. But it just, I thought that that was kind of where they were leading. It seemed like a nice way to kind of end the Picard series, which has been about this character, and kind of tip it off so that now it has also become the name of the ship that contains a lot of our favorite characters, as well as the literal legacy of Jean-Luc Picard sitting there at the left hand of the captain. I think that that's kind of cool. But no, I mean, Enterprise, you know, fine. It's, you know, names mean things. That's great. So yeah, overall, I think this was a fantastic season. I'm shocked at how emotionally invested I got in this. Like, I really did. It was phenomenal. Patrick Stewart, he's no spring chicken. And I mean, like, you felt that throughout this series and especially this season. But at the same time, you also just saw this man pouring it all out. You see him pouring out every last drop of Picard that he has in him into this performance. And it comes through so well. The introduction of Jack Crusher and the concept of this son, this family that he's always had, getting back together, but only to discover this family that he's always longed for that has been there. and yet he's been removed from. There's a lot of these, you know, just emotional heartstrings that they pull throughout, and it's just fantastic. But all of that being said, I do think Star Trek is best when it's about a ship and its crew as opposed to about an individual. And so I do hope that, you know, going forward with the next, you know, season of Strange New Worlds, which I'll definitely be watching. And if y'all are interested, very happy to cover here on TV Talk. Lower Decks, which I probably won't be covering just because that's just such an Easter egg show. And I don't know enough to be able to give that. I mean, I would just point out that it's funny. And then who knows what else is coming out? I know they're doing a Sector 5, 7, 11, 12, whatever it is. That's going to be a movie with Everywhere All at Once. Like, that's gonna be great. So maybe that's what it's called. Sector 27 and Our Everything All at Once. They're, I don't know, whatever it is called. But I will say this is a show I would watch. I would watch Captain Seven with LaForge and Crusher here and even Rathi. I'd like the character. I find they just put her in all these different places, and I really liked her with Worf. I want a Rathi Worf buddy comedy. Like their whole journey was great. Maybe they could get roped into the Sector 7, 12, 11, 19, 35. All right, there you go. Yeah, Picard, wonderful, fantastic. Thought the season concluded very well. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Head over to tvtalk.fm. And you can, of course, leave a review for this podcast. You can also follow us at TV Talk FM on the Twitters and use the hashtag Picard TV Talk. That's going to do it for me for today. But don't worry, I'll be back in a flash.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.